We have former Wisconsin Public Radio voice Andrew Abrams here, and he has been, I wanted to say doing time, but that's not quite the right phrase. He's been spending a lot of time in New York over the last some years, getting involved with Broadway, and now you've brought some of that expertise to Wisconsin.
Yes. I am working to start a new professional musical theater company in Madison called Capital City Theater, and we're sort of, our mission is to bring in some talent from New York, Chicago, and mix it together with local talent to create a regional theater that's a place for Madison people to go see theater, as well as sort of be a tourist destination for people even outside of Madison to come to Madison and see really good professional regional theater.
So you've chosen for your opening show for this whole venture.
Right. We've chosen the musical Violet, which was originally written in the late 90s, but just had a great revival last year on Broadway. It was nominated for a Tony for Best Revival with a Broadway actress named Sutton Foster, and it was a huge hit. I saw it, and it was just, it really blew me away, which is one of the reasons why I chose it, because I thought it's artistic, it's interesting, it's set in 1964, so there's just so many layers to it. And it's about, very briefly, it's about a girl who gets disfigured by an axe when she's a child. That's not very pleasant, but she believes that if she goes to this preacher that he's going to heal her of her scar. So she gets on a bus and heads to this church, and along the way she meets these different people. And actually there's a metaphor to Wizard of Oz a little bit in this, because she meets these people along the way. She's going to a man who she thinks is going to help her, but who really can't help her. And it's self-discovery, it's loss of innocence. And in the end, she really learns that it's the inside of her that is the most beautiful part of her and not the outside, which is why the show is so beautiful and beautiful music as well.
Well, we have a couple of songs from it with your cast, actually recorded, I think, last week by our own Brittany True in our Buck studio. And so we'll share a couple of those songs. And what's this this first one that we'll be hearing?
The first one is Violet song, correct? Is that the one we're doing first? Yeah. That's called All to Pieces. And this is where she talks about all the different parts of her face that she wants to get from famous movie stars when she gets healed.
That's what she's singing about. Okay, now I get it. Okay.
And our singer is Leanne Larkin. She's amazing. She's a Broadway performer. She played Petra in Little Night Music recently on Broadway with Angela Lansbury and some of those folks. And she was in Petalipone Gypsy. She's been doing some amazing stuff, and she's truly amazing. This is her singing All to Pieces.
I had gypsy hair and a face to match it, no traces anywhere of a wayward hatchet. I could be Citri shooting on location. To wonder, who is she? To ask how to meet me. To
sort of a hanging ending there, but Haydn did the same kind of thing. So, you know.
Well, it does go into another scene.
That's one of the songs about, I guess you could say, putting yourself together.
Yes.
From the musical.
With pieces.
Yes, literally, from the musical Violet. And you can find out more about the show, by the way, which opens June 12th, Music Hall, UW-Madison campus. It's this new organization, Capital City Theater, R-E, mm-hmm. And you can find out how to get tickets and all that other stuff and see pictures of the stars and all that, mm-hmm. CapitalCityTheater.org.
And we also have a presence
Capitol,
on Capitol. Yes. Mm-hmm. We also have a presence on Facebook too, so people are welcome to follow us on Facebook, because we post some interviews and things with the cast that are really fun. So,
well, let's see if we can squeak in one more before the quiz question here. It'll be just after 12:30. And what's the setup for this?
This song is called Let It Sing. This is the character named Flick, who is an army officer who she meets on the bus. And this is basically him telling her that she doesn't need somebody else to heal her, that she can sort of discover it on her own, and she doesn't need that preacher to heal her scar.
Raise your foot now, that's the way. You'll be moving on today. Raise the other, put it down. Now you're headed into town. You gotta give it room and let it sing.
And who was speaking of
Yeah.
Latin singing? Who was that singer, Andrew?
That is Kevin McAllister. That voice is pretty incredible, isn't it? He's from D.C., and he actually did this role at the Ford's Theater prior to ours. So
Ford Theater in D.C.?
Yeah.
Wow. Yeah. That's a good venue for a voice like that. It would blow out the back walls, I think.
Exactly. So we open next Friday. We would love to get people there opening night and the whole first weekend. So
the name of the show is Violet. It's Capital City Theater and Music Hall June 12th, but a whole bunch of shows, though.
We have eight shows till the June 20th. They're mostly around the weekend time, but all our evening shows are 7:30 and our matinees are at 2. And I should just mention that the show is only one act. And it's about an hour and 40 minutes, so it's a short show and
moves
in
fast.
And out. Yep.
Yep. Great. Well, thanks, Andrew. It's been a long time since you have graced these halls.
It is such a pleasure. Thanks for having me back.
Break some legs there.
Thank you.